Bonjour tout le monde.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up, an ox beat grunt. No strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down high. Fire and a fire represented seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left the west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down. Team reporters babble Trump, tethered crop, look at that, no plane, fine, then, uh-oh, overflow, population common food, but it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world serves its own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend, the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight,
it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive centering, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch a heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world.
Hey, hello. Tout le monde, what was the word you used? Hello, world.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
We are here, Tom, Paul, and Ben, broadcasting from
Europe.
A modest kitchen.
Broadcasting from Europe.
Yeah, for
still. From Europe. Still
and
in
I'm
Europe.
Actually, I'm going to psychoanalyze our intro there. So you said it, you introduced us in French.
Mm-hmm.
Then we played It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Yeah.
This is just a cry for help, isn't it? We don't want to leave. We
this
don't
is our
leave
last
Europe.
Chance, perhaps.
Is this going to be our last podcast
It'll
in
be,
Europe?
It's the penultimate podcast.
No, we'll do one in March, won't we?
Penultimate European podcast before we take back control.
Can we tour the 27, is it 27 states of the European Union?
What, before
during the next podcast.
During the next hour or so.
About an hour and 20 minutes. Could we do that? Is that
possible? I heard earlier that there's now a movement to bring back fucking imperial, feet and inches and all that nonsense. you know, we're just we're regressing. It's horrible.
Shillings and halfpennies.
No, but seriously, pounds, shillings, and pence.
Really?
There's a movement of people that want to, us to go back to.
You know what? That's
proper,
that's too confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't count to 12.
How does that work?
European. I don't know.
We still talk about stone, don't we? I've no idea what my weight is in kilograms.
No, that's true.
And feet.
And we still drink pints. We don't drink litres
of
beer.
Real, it's a real hybrid, isn't it?
It is
got
a
now.
Hybrid, yeah.
Yeah.
But hello, everyone out
anyway,
there.
Anyway, sorry, we drifted.
So we are broadcasting to the world from this modest kitchen in South Oxfordshire.
Yep. Europe.
Europe. Mm. And hello.
Listening to some brilliant REM
on Edit Radio.
Who brought that along?
That was me, yeah. I just had an evening listening to some REM the other day. Thought this was particularly appropriate, given its kind of sentiment. So, given the times we live in, the end times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're a bit preemptive with that song, weren't they?
Yeah,
they
were. It's a brilliant
30
song,
years though, too early.
So the very first time I heard that song was sometime in the 80s. I actually heard some buskers playing it. I'd never heard the original. It's the end of that story, but it is true. I thought, what a great song. I thought, these guys are brilliant songwriters, they are.
Yeah.
And then I discovered this band called REM.
It is great. It's a kind of onslaught, isn't it? It's so much, so much energy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Just love it.
So we'll have more great anecdotes later in the show from Ben.
Yeah, I'm available for after dinner speaking. By
yeah, sounds good.
I've got plenty of those stories.
The first time I heard that song, I was in HMV in Reading, when there was a little HMV on Fryer Street.
I think my story is slightly better than yours, but yeah, sure.
But if we're going for, you know, very short anecdotes, that's my one.
True, short anecdotes.
Okay, here's a song from Sharon Van Etten.
Yeah, this is 17.
17.
This is brilliant. This is off her new brilliant album. Play it, it's great.
Okay, let's play it and then we'll have some anecdotes.
Sure.
Constantly being led astray.
Oof. Yeah, Sharon Van Etten has a new album called Remind Me Tomorrow, and that's the most recent single off it called 17. It's a brilliant album, full of fantastic synth noises and her usual very high quality songwriting.
Sounds like the wheels are about to fall off the bus, doesn't it, at the end?
It's all kind of just feel like it's about to, you know,
a bit febrile. It's great, love it.
Yeah, good word as well, febrile. Like that.
Don't really know what that means, but
febrile. Care how you use it, then
let me look that up.
Feverish, feverish.
Yeah, so definitely like, feverish. Yeah,
Enscarpment. That's a good word.
Enscarpment.
Yeah.
Let me just put my reading glasses on. I'm going to look that up.
He looks cool. He's looking like Joe 90.
Oh yeah, no, it's good. Having or showing the symptoms of a fever, febrile, characterized by a great deal of nervous excitement or energy.
So it's correctly used.
I think that's pretty decent. Yeah.
And Ben recognized the meaning.
Yeah.
Before you.
Yeah. The febrile atmosphere of the city is the example they give.
Wow.
The febrile atmosphere of the village of Benson.
I wouldn't describe
during the
Benson
WI
as
cake sale.
Febrile, but. Some hooligans recently did go up the lane that I live on, smashing everybody's wing mirrors. The little tykes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There might be an element of febrility.
Febrile.
Yeah.
I remember that next time I'm watching Countdown. It might be really useful.
The adverb is febrily.
Isn't it right?
I was watching the TV febrily, but, you know.
Febrily.
Yeah. That's what it says here. It says here.
Ay.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song by our friends, the Two Man Traveling Medicine Show.
Sure. Yep.
You know, my mate Mark Lyons.
Yeah.
Every couple of months he sends me a new single that they're putting out.
Wow.
They're more productive than Ariana Grande. There's always a new single from this band.
I bet their hair isn't as straight, though.
No, he hasn't got
or
the ponytail.
Flat.
No. Mm. He doesn't have that nice shiny ponytail.
Mm. Other than that, they're broadly similar.
Really similar.
Very similar, yeah. Have a listen. Have a listen and see if you can spot the difference between this and Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Made words that have made people cry. It's time now, I passed it on. It's yours, so treat it well. Whatever I can get, I can sell. People are places made of places. And the ones that you are mad at are gone. Faces change places with faces. And the truth is you left it too long. Shoved. People are places made of places. And the ones that you are mad at are gone. Faces change places with faces. And the truth is you left it too long. Business and I fly my trade.
sound of rural Dorset, the two-man travelling medicine show.
That's a good sound.
Quite similar to Ariana. Yeah.
Well, at first I did think it was.
Yeah, it's hard to tell them apart.
Yeah. It's hard not to think of rural Dorset when you listen to Ariana Grande, really. Yeah, you know.
Have you heard her new album? It's got brilliant reviews.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard it.
No.
Yeah, I feel like I'm much too old to listen to it, but maybe I'll give it a go.
Yeah. Try anything once.
Sure. Thank you. Next. Yeah. Thank you. Next. That's the only one I've heard.
That's a song of legend. Yeah.
I'm so grateful to my ex. There you go.
Thanks, Tom.
I don't need to listen to it now.
So
I've heard the Crook rendition.
Hey, that should be the Crook rendition. Yeah. That should be a regular feature. Yeah. Tonight on the Crook rendition. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, we just tear apart a song and rebuild it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll work
tear its limbs off and then
dissect
sellotape them back together. Try and fashion them into some kind of anyway.
The Crook rendition.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Any news? Anything we should be concerning ourselves with of late? What's been happening?
What in the world or with us personally?
Just personally, probably personally.
Well, I was out at a family meal earlier this evening, which is why this podcast is being recorded a little bit later than usual. I went to a restaurant in Oxford called the Breakfast Club.
Did you?
Is that on top of the new Westgate Centre? I think I might have been in myself.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You can have breakfast any time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct. I had shakshuka, which is sort of Middle Eastern spicy dish with poached eggs in it. On cheddar and chili waffles.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
See, I've been there.
Is that like a sort of potato waffle situation? What makes it a waffle?
That's a good question.
Can you make a waffle out of anything? I think you can.
Probably. I think it's the shape.
It's the shape, it's the form.
The texture and the grid.
Yeah.
So has it got anything to do with the John Hughes movie?
I think other than taking the name, no.
No.
No. I mean, it's styled in a sort of 80s greasy spoon-ish
Americana
way, like kind of four mica tabletops.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
It was quite pleasant.
I couldn't handle the fact you could have breakfast at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Played with my OCD. Did played it? Havoc.
Weren't happy with that.
No, breakfast is, you're supposed to have that before 10.
Well, I mean, you can have breakfast, but you can have burgers as well and all sorts of stuff. It's not just breakfast.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, as I said, my restaurant review is it was quite pleasant.
That's good. That's
Paul, any restaurants you want to recommend or review?
Not offhand.
We've never done a restaurant review, have we? On this podcast.
Well, I think we can see why.
Well, we have now.
Move over, Jay Rayner.
We haven't really got the chops for it, have we?
It was quite pleasant.
Can't think of any.
Any other news? No. That's it, really. Just went out for dinner. Apart from that, same old.
Okay.
You, Tom?
No.
Same old.
Hey, I can see you got goober grape. Talking of Americana, you've got goober grape, peanut butter and jelly in one jar. That's an amazing thing.
Smucker's goober grape.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and grape jelly stripes, which is a horrific looking item. It's mainly made of high fructose corn syrup.
Lovely.
With some extra corn syrup.
You can usually get that in America. Where did that come from?
It came from Lidl.
No way.
Hang Lidl on. This is the big news, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the big news we haven't talked about.
Yeah,
Wallingford is afire.
Hey.
And excitement, right?
I love the car park at Lidl. It's like the 70s. There are no arrows on the ground. The spaces are really big. You can just drive around any direction you want. It's an amazing car park. I would go there just for the car park.
It's like an episode of The Sweeney.
Yeah. Other supermarkets, you just feel you're being channeled. You're being kettled into the car park. Yeah.
Yes.
Lidl, it's like you're in the wilderness. You can park wherever you want.
Yeah, it's the Wild West.
I like it.
No rules.
That's good.
So Lidl is selling goober grape, peanut butter and jelly.
Smuckers.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not eating that. It just looks disgusting.
What's the kind of origin of the word goober?
I don't know, but I'll try and find out.
I'd say it's German. I bet its roots are German.
Because there's a great song in a SpongeBob episode about the goofy goober.
Right.
I might have to look that up.
Yeah.
While we do that, let's do that. Another song.
What's next?
This is called Such a Remarkable Day. And we've all been talking about our remarkable days here.
Sure,
what's been happening.
Yeah, so Breakfast Club, Lidl, it's been astonishing.
It's
what
been
a
amazing.
Time to be alive.
Car parks.
Right. It's a remarkable thing.
Tom.
What the hell was that?
That's Charlotte Gainsbourg. I think that came out just before the end of last year.
Oh.
Yeah. I really liked it because I don't know whether that harpsichord sound is a sample, but to me it sounds like there was a real craze in the 20th century for building harpsichords, but they were always really big. So in the middle of sort of 1950s, 40s, 50s, and they would play kind of Bach and stuff on these massive harpsichords with a really rich sound, which are nothing like harpsichords from the 18th century. And it sounds like that. It's like a supercharged harpsichord. So unfortunately, it's probably a sample. I haven't looked it up. Maybe it is. It's the real thing. Who knows?
So it was a craze, like loom bands or something.
Yeah, yeah. It was exactly like that, Tom. It kind of lasts that
long. What happened to them?
Yeah.
There's probably someone going, what happened to them, Tom?
They're in the Southern Pacific now, aren't they? You know, at the bottom of the ocean, most of them.
Yeah.
Whereas the harpsichords, I don't know, they're rotting.
They were biodegradable, though.
Music departments across the land, yeah.
At least they were biodegradable harpsichords.
Yeah, but it was, you know, it was a real thing, yeah.
I never knew that.
But I love that sound. It's
a great song, isn't it, that one? It's just, it's incredibly, what's the word? It's like stylish, isn't it? Or elegant or something. It just sort of drifts along in this beautiful way. I love it.
Yeah, I really like the so you got the really harsh harpsichord sound, and then her vocal is so kind of soft, like a cloud.
Dreamy,
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
Really,
yeah, man.
Good song, yeah.
Oh, I looked up Goober, by the way.
Goober, good. Where are we at?
There are various different descriptions, but basically, it seems to be someone from the southern states, possibly Arkansas or Georgia.
Is it used in a pejorative sense?
Certainly is.
Right,
naive or ignorant person. Ooh, it's also a word for peanut.
Oh,
there
so
we
like,
go.
It's like
then.
You're a nut. You know, you're
peanut
a nut.
Butter. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Goober grape. Yeah.
Yeah. There you
sense.
Go.
Peanut butter and chili.
Yeah. You're like Susie Dent on Countdown. Another reference to Countdown.
What's I don't. Really, I'm not familiar with her work, Tom.
She's a lexicographer on Countdown. Is she?
Yeah.
Okay. She's to words what Rachel Riley is to numbers.
To numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very clever woman, actually, and very...
Paul, you need to have a day off work and just watch some daytime television.
I probably do.
Countdown, Homes Under the Hammer.
I did about 6 years of that in the 90s, so I've kind of done my bit.
Yeah. Well, Susie Dent was still on Countdown in the 90s, I think.
Probably,
she's been there from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
What's next?
Harry Nilsson. Someone's brought Harry Nilsson along.
Oh, that's me from the classic Nilsson Schmilsson album from the early 70s.
So why is this, Ben? So why Harry?
I'm playing
now?
Gotta Get Up. Is that what it's called? I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm playing this is because it's, if not quite the theme song, it's an integral song to the plot of a recent series I've watched on Netflix called Russian Doll.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't seen it, I would very, very highly recommend it. It's, it's akin to Groundhog Day. The premise is that a woman experiences the same night over and over again.
Right.
And each time she dies, she's back at this party to celebrate her 36th birthday. And the kind of key that kind of keys you into knowing it's that moment is this song. She hears this song playing.
Right.
It's a brilliant series. It's very funny.
Sounds
very well
just
written.
Like Groundhog Day.
It is, obviously. It's a spin on Groundhog Day. It's just so good. It's so clever and so funny and so well written that I would really highly recommend it. And this song has been stuck in my head ever
so
since I've watched
on.
It. And it is a great song. It's a great album, Nilsson Schmilsson, right? I mean, a bit cheesy maybe, some of it, but it's also great. Brilliantly produced.
I don't know if I know it.
Oh, it's good.
Is everybody
good,
talking
man.
About me? Is that on it? Is that not one of it?
I can't remember what is on it. Should we look that up rather than...
Let's listen to... What was it called? Get Going or something.
It's Gotta Get Up.
Gotta Get Up.
It's got the, you know, the classic Without You on this album.
Oh, right.
I can't live if living is without you, you know. Real... you know, cheesy song or brilliant song, depending on your point of view. Gotta Get Up is the first track, Driving Along, the Moonbeam song, Down, Without You. Oh, Coconut, which was used in a Tarantino film, wasn't it? Yes, so that's quite a well-known one. But yeah, it's a really good album.
Okay, here's Harry Nilsson.
Yeah.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, gotta be sun comes up and away. Got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run.
sailor who'd been to war. She never even knew a sailor before. She never even knew his name. He'd come to town and he would pound her for a couple of days. And then he'd sail across the bubbling waves. And those were happier days.
Timothy Lacoste. I can recommend, a strong word, maybe not recommend, but I spent a lot of time watching his videos recently. He's a young chap from North London who likes singing about himself, and his main interest, girls and money and being able to speak a foreign language.
He's a YouTube star, is he?
Big YouTube star. Yeah. Makes some great videos.
And that's his real name?
Timothy Lacoste, must be.
Because he does wear Lacoste.
He wears a lot of 80s labels.
That's Jim a coincidence, I guess.
Tom, I don't know what to think about that.
No.
I just haven't got a frame of reference for it. Tom showed us a couple of the videos.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that made things any clearer.
No. I think a lot of people think he's just taking the piss. But he does so much of it.
Yeah.
It has to be genuine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos and a lot of songs.
Amazing.
But he was playing in Oxford last week at the O2.
Mm.
I wanted to go, but my son didn't want to come with me.
Sure.
Mm.
And I think I was probably too old to turn up at such a young person event without a child.
Could you not have donned some high vis and pretended to kind of sweep stuff up or something?
Yeah.
that might have worked.
He's kind of brilliant. And I don't know. I mean, if that was St. Etienne or something, it would be all adored for being so arch and clever.
Mm.
Sure.
And it's not that far from the streets.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, no, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah.
I do feel we've visited a world that I didn't know existed.
No, exactly.
And now I do know it exists.
So anyone who enjoyed I Can Speak Spanish, maybe you should have a look at the videos. That's the way.
Yes.
Timothy Lacoste.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, talking about different worlds, Paul. Yeah. This February, there's been some interesting things on the internet about unspectacular sounds.
Yeah, well,
February.
The thing is, 10 years ago, I did a project called Unspectacular February, in which I recorded 1 minute of sound from my kitchen every day. And I'm not entirely sure why I did it, but I did it. And so to mark the 10th anniversary of that, 2019, just to clarify, 10 years since 2009,
got it.
I thought it'd be worth doing it again.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been mostly listening to the sound of the dishwasher, water running, the cat eating its food.
Yeah.
The microwave. I caught the sound of the tumble dryer this morning. That was quite nice. I'm looking forward to 2029. I'm already quite stoked about that for the, 10 years' time. I think things might really have changed by then. Do you think
the domestic environment will be very different?
I think it'll be a new place. It generally will be robots. Yeah.
Sound
of
robots.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, should we have a listen to some of the sounds?
Yeah, why not?
Of this unspectacular.
Please do. So
and this is a once every 10 year thing.
It's once every 10 years. It's like a kind of, I don't know. It's like an eclipse. Do you know what I mean? It's like an interest eclipse.
Or a comet.
There is nothing happening, I mean, there's nothing happening the rest of the time, but, we're shining a light on the nothing
February
happening.
February is quite an unspectacular month, isn't it?
It's not my favourite.
No.
Mm.
I agree. It's an abject month.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Abject February, that would have been good. Maybe that's something different, though.
that's next year.
Maybe next year, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a listen.
It brings back great memories for me, this of February the 4th.
Was it?
Cooking porridge.
Of course it is.
So that's porridge on the stove.
Oh, it's a lovely warm feeling.
Rather aggressively getting the bowls out.
What's that crackling sound in
the background?
Porridge.
That's the porridge.
That's porridge bubbling away on the stove.
You know how the kind of rim of the porridge kind of just crackles against the side of the pan?
Okay, yeah.
It's not a major bubbling. It's not like a kind of, geezer kind of situation. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Yes. Very nice, thank you. So that was February the 4th.
Mm.
Your next excerpt seems to be from, it's dated February the 10th.
Okay.
So immediately a noisier day, February the 10th. Any memories?
Tumble dryer?
That's the dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I recorded the sound of the dishwasher on February the 1st and it sounded different on February the 1st. I've just cleaned it out. I'm probably about January the 29th, something like that. Yeah. And so it had a different kind of sound, but this has gone back to the old sound.
So quick.
So this is the sound of something. Something's blocked. Something's not right. Yeah.
Okay.
I shouldn't really have one. I mean, you can just kind of, you can wash things in the sink.
It'd be interesting to see 10 years
available
from now whether there's a dishwasher.
Yeah. Basically, it's a homage to white goods. That's basically what this is. Yeah,
white goods are themselves though quite unspectacular. Hold on, this is February the 17th.
Right. Yeah.
Is this the tumble dryer?
That's the tumble dryer. Yeah, and that's just ended the tumble dryer there.
This is just the general ambience of a man in his kitchen.
It's just nothing is happening. It's just wow.
Very unspectacular.
Yeah. Existence, it's here, but we don't know why.
So you're sort of recording the general sense of ennui.
That's right, yeah. It's live ennui from Brightwell.
I like it, yeah.
A first.
Now there's a spike here. Something's going to happen. Hold on, I can see a noise.
Okay. Oh yeah, I tell you what.
Christ Almighty!
I tell you what. What did you think that sound was? Any ideas what that was?
It sounded like something falling off and then bouncing on the floor, like a, yeah, a plastic object.
But know. What? What do you think?
A plastic cup.
Okay.
The cat's bowl.
Mm. It's actually an apple.
Ooh.
No.
It's an apple on ceramic tiles.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's a, you know, that's gold for the Foley artist, isn't it? You know.
Sure.
You know, if anyone in a movie is looking for an apple, I'll just put that out there now, an apple falling on ceramic tiles. I've got the recording for you.
You should have a Foley library.
Yeah, I should do, yeah, yeah.
For these big budget films to just come
in. Could be a kind of severed head falling on a,
true,
I don't know, a cobbled street. I don't know. Possibly, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Next Mission Impossible film, if they need the sound of something falling quite a short distance.
Bouncing a little bit, sounds a bit soft. Yeah,
they can come to you for that, yeah.
A brighter sound than you'd expect from an apple.
Well, it's interesting. It's quite resonant, the apple, isn't it? You know, and also, you know, I don't think the floor was put down with a great deal of care and attention. I imagine, you know, when you have tiles, you think there's something really solid underneath.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the case in our kitchen.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of air bubbles there. They didn't use enough adhesive, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, more adhesive, it'd be less resonant, you know. But then we wouldn't have that sound. So
fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
Well, funnily enough, that was the 10th anniversary, mm-hmm, and your choice of the next song is a 10th anniversary as well, I believe.
Metronomy. Metronomy. It's and also sticking with our theme of, you know, severing our ties with all that is European.
Mm-hmm. All that is good and wholesome.
I thought it was nice to have a song in French. We've had Charlotte Gainsbourg. Yeah. We've had It's the End of the World as We Know It. So, and now...
Our ambition to go around 27 states, mainly we just got to France, didn't we? Charlotte Gainsbourg and
yeah,
now...
but we've got next month though.
Yeah. Okay.
Surely, I mean, how long does it take? Okay, we've got what, an hour and 10 minutes, the average length of the podcast?
Yeah.
We could do Belgium, France, Germany, Luxembourg, couldn't we?
I'll find a band from Liechtenstein.
Easy.
I think I can do that.
Yeah.
Or we could just actually go on tour.
No, this is what I'm suggesting.
Sure,
couldn't we do Holland, Belgium, Luxembourg, France? In an hour. Could we do that?
And just do on spectacular sound recordings from each venue.
Yeah. I'm not sure we'd have time for that. It'd be the sound of my car engine overheating as we do 108 down the whatever road that might be. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, here's Metronomy from 10 years ago singing in French.
Yes.
Mes âmes, mes yeux, elle nous a pris l'amitié.
Thank you. French. Yeah.
Always kind of sounds like he's kind of practicing his scales, doesn't it? gets distracted and writes a song. But that was good, yeah.
And that's 10 years old.
Yeah, apparently.
And in French.
Yeah, in French this time.
So we've got a couple more songs left. Mm. Ben, you put one here saying you opened a bar. I opened a bar, it says.
Yeah, that's the track. It's by Sophie Hunger, who is Swiss, based in Berlin. So our European theme continues.
Nice. Well done.
This wasn't planned at all. I think we're just all feeling bereft.
We are reaching out to our
European friends.
Yep.
We were focusing on the Baltic states, aren't we, next month?
Yeah.
That was in the brief. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quite right, too. I don't know that much about her. She's been going a while, and I think initially was quite folky, maybe in the sort of similar mould to Laura Marling, people like that.
Oh, yeah.
But this album, I didn't really know this track that I keep hearing on the radio, and I just find it completely, beguiling, I suppose.
Lovely.
And it's called I Opened a Bar. It's quite odd, quite eccentric track, but I love it. Mm. Sophie Hunger from Berlin.
that I passed, and she may long for a place to find the clues.
I opened a bar, and the true story, I believe.
I don't know about that, but yeah, that's I opened a bar. The album that it's from is called Molecules.
It's really good,
and I need to sort of investigate her work more because I only really know that track. But
it's very you, Ben.
Brilliant, isn't it?
It reminds you of Tenement a bit.
Oh, do you think?
There's a little harmony in the chorus part, and
yeah,
I thought of Tenement. So
deceptively simple, but yeah. And I think she, I heard her speak on the radio. You know our friend Chris Hawkins on Six Music.
Yeah,
He's played us a couple of times. So thanks very much for that, Chris Hawkins. He does this thing on his early morning breakfast show called Hometown Glory, where he gets musicians to speak about the town they're from or the town they live in. And she was on it talking about Berlin and recommended places to go. One was a disused railway station, which is now has been taken over by skateboarders, and the other was a modular synth shop that is she said it's very hard to find, it's very rarely open, but when you can find it and go in there, she said it's just this kind of Aladdin's cave of old analog synth. And so she's clearly in love with all that you know, analog synth stuff. It's that track is great, and I've heard a little bit of the album, but I do need to listen to more of it because I think she's a very interesting artist.
It's really beautiful. It feels quite, obviously because it's narrative, it feels quite documentary, but it also feels like she sort of gathered different bits from different parts of her experience, her life, or her experience of Berlin, and it's like a kind of scrapbook, like a collage. Something really, really beautiful about it. Yeah,
And it's great. Got a very melancholic feel to it as well, hasn't it? This sweet sadness to it, I think. It's brilliant.
And it ticks really off great. Germany and Switzerland in our tour of Europe.
Although we're less interested in Switzerland, aren't we? they're not part of the EU. They've just got loads of cash.
It's right in the middle of it there.
Okay.
We've got one more song to play. I'm going to play a Prefab Sprout song.
Hey.
So have you noticed there's lots of Paddy McAloon on the radio and on newspapers and even on Newsnight, I think, the other day.
He was with Stuart Radcliffe and
Radcliffe and McConey had one, and they were both very much in awe of him being just wanted to be his best friend, didn't they? It was a great interview.
Okay.
So a new album has come out, but it's an old album. It was a solo Paddy McAloon album from about early 2000s called I Draw the Megahertz, now being re-released as a Prefab Sprout album. And it was a challenging listen when it first came out. Lots of orchestral and small little pieces with dialogue that he'd taken from FM radio phone-in shows, and he got actors to replicate the parts. So it was interesting. It wasn't particularly, didn't sound like Prefab Sprout. It didn't sound like Hot Dog Jumping Frog, Albuquerque sort of stuff. But it's come out now and rebranded as Prefab Sprout. And I think there's a few other old albums going to be re-released on vinyl.
It is the same album?
It's the same album, different sleeve.
Okay.
Different name. As I say, Prefab Sprout rather than Paddy McAloon.
Are any of the other Prefab Sprout members?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone's involved apart from Paddy.
Okay. So it's the same recordings. It's the same album. Possibly remastered or something, but it's just been
rebranded.
Rebranded.
I think he looked back and thought, oh, that should have been a Prefab album. Why did I call it a solo album?
Okay.
But it's interesting looking back at it now. It's very strange. It's a bit more accessible perhaps now.
Yeah.
Given time.
It's funny, isn't it, what things come, you know, the time things are listened to in can radically alter how something sounds, can't it?
Yeah.
Things that were wildly experimental and odd now sound tame by comparison. I'm not saying this.
Totally,
case,
yeah.
And this takes us back to the northeast of England on our tour of
European regions.
At the time of recording, the northeast of England is European.
Still European.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not for much longer, I fear. Anyway, I'm going to end with that. The one I'm going to play is actually the one and only track on the album with Paddy singing, called Sleeping Rough. Be the last song of this show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Anything you want to say further?
It's been bracing. I've enjoyed it.
Bracing. Yeah.
Anything else I want to say? I saw all those kids protesting last week. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Right?
The climate kids striking for climate change.
That's great.
And I just want to doff my cap to those all those kids that went out and marched. And
yeah.
I just think that's brilliant. I saw them in Oxford. They were in Bond Square stopping all the traffic. There were hundreds of them and they were, you know, singing and dancing. They had their placards and
it's just this brilliant
carnival atmosphere. And they're standing up for something they believe in. And
quite, it's brilliant.
Quite right too.
Because Downing Street denounced it.
Yeah.
I mean, how extraordinary.
Well, I have to say there was some, I heard a few grumpy voices about it. You know, bloody kids, shouldn't they be in school? And, you know, it's like, come on, it's brilliant what they're doing. And they're quite right to do it.
Yeah, there were people talking about, literally, how are you going to make the time up at school?
Oh,
it's
God.
Like, one day.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's great. The point of a protest is to get noticed and get the message out there.
Yeah,
and they did that.
Yeah.
They succeeded. And like I said, I just doffed my cap to them. I think they're brilliant.
Okay,
so
this goes out. This goes out to all the kids then.
Sure,
yeah,
because I'm sure the kids love Prefabs Are Out.
Yes,
difficult orchestrated pieces.
It's what they were all listening to, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks. We'll be back next month for our final show within the common market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we enter the Brexit wasteland.
I did go to Welland Road last week to see Leeds. Wednesday night, but I'll report on that next month, I think.
Oh, okay.
Still thinking about that.
Very exciting news about the back four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very, very.
Well, we can.
Very, very high left back. It was beautiful. It's an asymmetrical formation. Quite beautiful.
A high left back.
Yeah.
Do you want to put a little review together before next month? Then
I'll do that. I'll bring that tactical review
rather than just.
I'll gather some kind of footage.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. I'll bring diagrams.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Diagrams work well on radio and podcasts,
I think.
They
do. I'll give a verbal audio descriptive of the diagrams.
Nice. Yeah. We could tweet them. We could take photos.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Tweet them.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Mm.
Okay.
So join us next month.
Join us next month.
And maybe cover versions. We were talking about what cover versions
we're
going to do. We wondered about XTC, didn't we? So.
And also the Crook Report, was it?
No, the Crook Report. I like that.
The Crook Rendition, was it?
Oh, the Crook Rendition.
The Crook Report.
Yeah.
Let me report on something.
The extraordinary Crook rendition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll be in Belgium.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, on our European tour.
We'll see you next up from Belgium on Edit Radio. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
See you next time.
Duty will track me down. Asleep among the trees. Mm-hmm.